This is a coastal story, written and presented by Charlie Connolly. The sea can be a spooky place. From the simple basic eeriness of being in a boat on that vast, dark, shifting expanse, to how that expanse can swallow you and your vessel as if you were never there. Countless thousands of people have gone to sea and never been seen again. Imagine the centuries of all those lost souls washing around on the tides, drifting in the currents of eternity. No wonder even the most experienced seafarers have tales to tell of things they can't explain. Like this one, first told in the Firth of Clyde. In 1874, the Harewood, under Captain Black, arrived at Greenock from Pensacola, Florida, with a cargo of timber. It had been a rough crossing, beset by gales. The captain reported debris suggesting at least one ship had gone down in the Atlantic during the storms. The Harewood was lucky to have made it to Greenock at all. As the ship loaded up for its next voyage, taking coal to Quebec, the Greenock correspondent of the Glasgow News fell into conversation with a member of the crew who was walking the dockside and the pubs in search of another ship to join. He wasn't going back on the Harewood, he said. Whatever happened, he wasn't going back on the Harewood. When the correspondent asked why, the sailor told his story. I remember some things about that ship which I would like very well indeed to forget. I'd shipped in her as an able seaman, and it was not till after I'd been on board for some days, and till we had got well out to sea, that I noticed anything extraordinary. The first thing which took my attention was seeing the hands all grouping together and talking in subdued whispers to one another about some strange sounds they'd heard. I caught the words, "the old banker," "murderer on board," and some other things that I did not understand. I could not sleep much that night, for I thought I heard some queer sounds too, like the groans of someone in deep distress. I confess to you, sir, they had a great effect on me. I am very sensitive. I have heard my grandfather say that our family has the gift of second sight. But you will say that what I'm about to tell you is just the result of the excitement I've been put into. And you are welcome to your opinion. I woke one morning with a great start. I shall never forget it, sir. It will be just about the dawn, and when I looked out from my bunk, I saw a figure standing in the middle of the doorway. It was that of a young man, about 27 years of age, not very tall. I knew it was not a human being that was there, yet I did not feel much alarmed, as I knew it could do me no bodily injury. I could see that the face was that of a foreigner. Oh yes, I am quite sure it wasn't one of the crew. The eyes then fixed upon me, and I got rather nervous. The figure retreated into a corner and pointed to a livid mark around its neck. The lips moved as if in prayer. I knew it was time to turn out, but that pale face was still looking at me, and the lips were moving, and I could not rise. No, it was not a nightmare. I was as wide awake as I am now, and I distinctly heard the words, "I am not the man. I am not the man." Did I ever see it again? Yes, many a time, in the same place, and I have seen the figure gliding along the deck on nights that were all dark, nights that you could not have seen your comrade a score of yards off, and it gave out a sort of phosphorescent light of its own. I would not sail in that ship again for worlds. And my own opinion is that if ever a man was hung innocently, it was poor Muller. Ten years earlier, in 1864, Franz Muller had been found guilty of murdering a city banker on a London train. The first murder ever committed on the railway. Muller, a German tailor, was identified as the prime suspect a week after the killing, by which time he had boarded a ship called the Victoria at Liverpool for New York. Detectives boarded a faster ship, and when the Victoria arrived, they were already there, waiting for their man. Muller was taken back to London, tried at the Old Bailey, convicted and hanged at Newgate Prison. He pled not guilty, and the evidence against him was largely circumstantial, but he became one of the 19th century's most notorious criminals. The Victoria was sold soon afterwards and converted to a cargo vessel. It was given a new name too, the Harewood. Three years later, in 1877, the Cunard steamer Abyssinia came across the Harewood in the middle of the Atlantic, its sails adrift and nobody on deck. A boat was dispatched and a thorough search made of the vessel. The lamp in the cabin was still burning and the clock on the wall still ticking, but there was not a soul on board. It was the 31st of October 1877. What would have been Franz Muller's 37th birthday. That was A Coastal Story. I'm Charlie Connolly. This is the first of three coastal stories this week. There'll be another one tomorrow, and one on Halloween itself. Don't forget to subscribe and rate and review where you can. And sleep well.